Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to another edition of Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline USA. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We're brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. With Rocket Mortgage, $10,000 towards those closing costs. An eventful Thursday here in the world of sports. The MLB has announced that they will be testing robot umps and set to debut in spring training of 2025. Listen, I have seen the clips from the minor leagues where they are doing this. This seems like a good idea, especially after watching a postseason run in a World Series that just seems to be full of blown calls that make absolutely no sense. I'm very intrigued to see more to come with this, what it's going to look like. I'm sure they still obviously have to have a guy behind home plate. From my understanding, there is a quick little tap of the head that gets done. They turn around. The robot says ball or strike, and they move forward. It takes less than a second. I'm all for it to get these calls a lot more accurate. Today on the Pat McAfee Show, Julian Lewis, five-star quarterback commit to Colorado, boosting the Buffs' future. Very intriguing to see what that means for Deion Sanders. He's been tipped to be the next Dallas Cowboys head coach. I'm not sure if he bites at that unless they draft Shador, as well as a new NBA All-Star format, which we're going to get to. Tons of stuff going on in the NFL. We have Thursday night football tonight. Steelers versus the Browns. The Steelers away in Cleveland. Steelers -3.5. The total is set at 36.5. I have some very, very interesting statistics in regards to underdogs in the AFC North Division specifically. We're going to get into that coming up next here. A lot going on with the New York Jets. Some crazy news about Daniel Jones playing safety in practice today. That tells you about the state of the Giants. However, stay tuned. We will be right back here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine. We're heard on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Buckle up. We got a fun hour for you coming up here.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. responsibly.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there. All right, all right. This is Todd Levine here on Sports Overnight America, on Sports Byline USA, heard on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and globally on the American Forces Radio Network. Listen, I'm a New York guy through and through. I've been a Giants fan my whole life. When we drafted Daniel Jones, I thought to myself, first off, who is this guy? Second off, what are we doing? And third off, there's no way this is going to work. Today, reports surfaced that Daniel Jones was playing safety for the scout team today in practice. $160 million scout team safety. The state of football in New York, I don't know if it's ever been this low. We had Joe Douglas fired and out as the GM of the New York Jets. I believe it was yesterday or 2 days ago. That might be the most unappealing job in the NFL right now, being the Jets GM under Woody Johnson, who is just an abysmal owner. The Jets are obviously not in the situation that they anticipated going into the season. I have a ton of buddies who are Jets fans. They were thinking Super Bowl, playoffs, winning the division. They were sure of it. And those dreams died pretty quickly here. And then the other team that plays in MetLife, the Giants, they got Daniel Jones playing safety in scout practice today. Drew Locke did an interview with the press as well. He was very upset that he is not the starter as DeVito is set to start. Said he was told he was going to be number two. You know, he was trying to play nice and not step on everyone's toes over there, but you could tell he was visibly upset, visibly disappointed. My question is, are the Giants doing this because they think that Drew Locke can actually help them win games? And that's ultimately, you know, the season's a wash at this point. It's not really the goal. Are they in tank mode for a guy like Cam Ward, for a guy like Shador? Who knows? It's a very interesting situation. Speaking of just, I mean, I don't think it's too early to get into this now. We're more than halfway through the season. As of right now, top 10 draft order, if things stayed the way they were, we got Jacksonville at 1, Tennessee at 2, the Browns at 3, the Giants at 4, Raiders at 5, New England at 6, Jets at 7, Carolina at 8, Dallas at 9, New Orleans at 10. Looking at the mock draft, I think there's no way Travis Hunter doesn't go number 1, right? I mean, he's got to end up in Jacksonville, in my opinion. And then here's where things get tricky. Because Shador Sanders is projected to go number 2. And I think that obviously the Tennessee Titans, if they end up with that second pick, would, you know, they need a QB because Will Levis is not the guy. But Deion's made it pretty clear that there is only a handful of teams that Shador will play for in the NFL. And it seems like we're going to get a John Elway, Eli Manning situation here with Shador Sanders. And anyone with ears, eyes that pays attention to sports knows that the reports around Deion Sanders that, you know, the Cowboys are interested in bringing him in as their next head coach, those reports are out there and they're floating. I'm just not so sure that that's going to happen unless they draft Shador. So we got two situations here. either Shador is going to hold out for a team that Deion ultimately feels is good enough to have him play for that organization. And obviously, Shador being a Cowboy is, you know, when Deion played for the Cowboys, is it every father's dream to not have your son play for the same NFL organization that you played for? And if your kid's going there to be the quarterback, whether he's starting or not, I think that's a pretty convincing point to get him to go there. However, if Shador is not a Cowboy, I just don't see Deion leaving the situation that he's in right now, because the Cowboys' job isn't exactly appealing. I mean, look at the state of this team right now. They signed Dak Prescott unwillingly to undeservingly to an absolutely massive contract, re-signed CeeDee Lamb to a massive contract. Parsons is set to get paid. The defense is in shambles. The offensive line is falling apart. I mean, right now they are projected in the mock draft to get Kelvin Banks Jr., offensive tackle out of Texas. That's probably the best thing for them to do ultimately, if they're just going to keep Dak around. I don't think Dak's going to be there for much longer, though. I do think that they're going to look to trade him. Speaking of NFL, huge game tonight. It might not look like a huge game. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are 8-2, traveling to Cleveland to take on the 2-8 Browns. Looks like a stinker on paper. However, the Steelers are -3.5-point favorites. The total's 36.5. Steelers coming off of 5 straight wins. They look legit. Their defense looks legit. Their offense is a little questionable. They play kind of conservative on offense. They kick a ton of field goals. Boswell, if you got him in fantasy, props to you. I believe he put up 24 points last week, which is just unbelievable. So if you had him in the starting lineup, hopefully that gave you the win in your league. Jameis Winston, 7 touchdowns, 3 interceptions since taking over for Deshaun Watson. I'm not sure if you guys saw this, but after the game against the Saints, how cool was it to see? I mean, there was a line of Saints players lining up to say hello to Jameis, to give him a hug, dap him up. I mean, the guy just seems to be loved everywhere that he goes. And I don't think it could be more of a polar opposite in terms of the situation with the quarterback, with Jameis Winston, who it seems like everybody loves, and Deshaun Watson, where the only line of people that are there to talk to him are the press and the police. Just calling it for what it is. Now, in regards to this game tonight, Steelers -3.5, it looks like an easy pick. As favorites under Mike Tomlin, the Steelers have covered only 47.9% of the time, and that drops to 44.3% when they are favored by more than a field goal. Now, in regards to the AFC North as a whole, underdogs have covered the spread 60.6% of the time in these divisional matchups. So when you look at those numbers, it's very easy to say the Steelers are going to wipe the floor with the Browns tonight. But the stats don't back that up. I think this is going to be a close game. I'm riding with the Browns +3.5. And we've seen this version of the Steelers many times. It wasn't too long ago where I believe they were like 10 or 11-0. Everyone's thinking to themselves, what the hell's going on here? And when you got a guy that's crazy enough to not be scared to make mistakes like Jameis Winston, the Browns, although, you know, look, they're still not in a great spot here. They did beat the Ravens a couple weeks ago, and everyone thought that's crazy. Now, with that being said, the Ravens defense and the Steelers defense, it's two completely different ball games. I wouldn't be super shocked, and I'm not saying I think this is going to happen. I wouldn't be super shocked if the Browns won outright tonight. I don't know. I got this feeling. Russell Wilson, he's playing well, of course. The Steelers defense is on their A game. But Jameis Winston is weird, man. The guy's either throwing 5 interceptions tonight or he's throwing for 350, 4 touchdowns, and the Browns are winning. I'm saying it now. And, I mean, the NFL, this is, like, such an exciting point of the season. We got 6 weeks left before the playoffs. As of right now, the playoff picture is looking real juicy. Some games that I got my eyes on, if things ended today, Kansas City's the 1 seed in the AFC, Detroit the 1 seed in the NFC. Pittsburgh and Baltimore are playing in the first round as of right now. Denver's playing Buffalo, which is a very, very interesting game, being that Denver's playing the way that they are. Their defense is legit. They probably have the best cornerbacks in the league. You got the Texans and the Chargers. I'm taking the Chargers in that matchup, by the way. And then in the NFC, which is, it just seems like Detroit is just going to run their way through this division for me. I don't know. I mean, call me crazy here. You got Detroit on a bye, the Falcons and the Vikings squaring up, the Cardinals and Green Bay. The Cardinals would be a 3 seed right now if the season ended today. Who would have thought? Absolutely unbelievable job by Gannon and those guys over there in Arizona. And we have a divisional matchup, which I believe we're seeing this week. No, not this week. It's It would be, as of right now, the Eagles and the Commanders. We saw that last week. I'm sorry. This week we got the Cowboys and the Commanders, which, I mean, Commanders are minus 10.5 point favorites in this game. Who would have thought at the beginning of the season? There's so many juicy NFL matchups this week. Obviously, the most notable being on Monday, the Ravens and the Chargers is going to square up. I mean, that's such an interesting spot for the Ravens to be in. You know, as of right now, they're a six seed in the playoff picture. It's not like they're in a spot where they're at risk of not making the playoffs, but if they want to improve their situation and push themselves further along, this is almost a must win. After the Chargers, they play the Eagles, which is going to be a tricky game. The Giants, which should be a win. They're at home versus the Steelers, who just beat them. And then they wrap things up with the Texans and the Browns. The Browns also beat them. So, you know, this is it's an interesting spot for the Ravens to be in. Obviously, it's not a must win, but this is one that they're really, really, really going to want to take down. And they just have to improve defensively for me if they're actually going to be a Super Bowl contender. Because as of right now, they're not for me. And I know that might sound crazy. You know, their offense has looked unbelievable. Lamar Jackson's on his way to another MVP, but, you know, we'll see there. All right, coming up next, we're going to bring Dom in here to chat NFL slate this weekend on Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline USA. I'm your host, Kyle Levine. Don't move. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline USA Network. I'm your host, Kyle Levine. Let's bring Dom in here. We got some Thursday night action tonight. The Pittsburgh Steelers going into Cleveland and taking on the Browns. Dom, how are we doing?
I'm good, man. How about you?
I am thriving. All right, you heard obviously what my take on this game was tonight. You think I'm crazy or you think the Browns can hang in here?
I thought you had the Browns to win.
I have them to. I said I wouldn't be surprised if they won, but at plus 3.5, I'm all over that. I think that they keep it close. I think that the Steelers' MO this season is let's play conservative and just let Chris Boswell, who's just been automatic this season, win us games.
Yeah, no. So I haven't looked at updated. First off, I don't think you're crazy for thinking they can cover 3.5 and potentially win outright. I haven't looked in the last day, but I know early in the week the weather was supposed to be an absolute abomination in for the game.
I just pulled it up here.
Yeah,
rain and snow. Weather
there you go. So that messes things up with Jameis. They're going to have to rely a little bit on Nick Chubb and Jerome Ford. That's the reason we saw Nick Chubb get like 16, 15 touches over the weekend was because they were getting ready for Thursday night. I think it could be a really ugly game. I don't know if I want to touch a 3.5, but I don't know what the number is. But I sure feel like the under is the way to go. Given
36.5. Oh, my God. That is so low.
It's really low. And, you know, generally the scoring's been up with the increased yardage on touchbacks and everything. I think that's where I'd lean. I think this is going to be a really ugly game. It's not going to be pretty. You're going to see a lot of Najee Harris and Nick Chubb, who admittedly this year, neither one's fantastic. They've both been great at different points in their career so far. Russ and Jameis, turnover prone when you need to lean on them too much, and now you're throwing in the elements. I think it's just going to be a really ugly game, and it's fitting that it would be a Thursday night game.
I hope Jameis goes off. I absolutely love this guy. I'm by no means a Cleveland Browns fan, but there's something about Jameis Winston that I just find hilarious. I think he's the funniest NFL player. Not like, you know, comedy-wise, just his general personality, his pregame speeches, his postgame press conferences, the interviews that he does off the field. He's just an unbelievable personality. All right, let's shift to a game that I know you have your eyes on this weekend. 49ers going to Lambeau, taking on the 7-3 Green Bay Packers. Packers are a field goal favorite, total set at 47.5. What's your expectations for this game?
If you had asked me like 3 weeks ago, Niners are going to stroll in. They're going to dominate. But they just can't put all the pieces together to string wins. It's truly stunning. They have all of the individual pieces. They have, in theory, the coaching. I've made my feelings on Kyle Shanahan very blatant on these airwaves. But I don't trust them to go to the Midwest, I guess, not quite the East Coast, but different time zones. I just don't trust them to win there. I will say Jordan Love been a little bit sloppy over the last few weeks. Josh Jacobs has been banged up, and now he's got a second injury to what he's already been dealing with.
Yep.
That's going to be in the 49ers' favor if Jordan Love's not clicking, doesn't have a hot hand, and Josh Jacobs is beat up. But I think the Packers win this game. The fan in me wants me to be Niners, Niners, Niners. But when I take off those glasses and I put on my media glasses and I'm like, it's a team that it's hard to get behind. So do I think the Niners can win? Absolutely. I think the Niners have the ability to blow out the Packers, but I don't think that they get the win.
I actually think they do. And it's weird because I look at this injury report. Nick Bosa, questionable. Cowan, questionable. Kittle, questionable. Brock Purdy, questionable. The one name I'm not seeing here that's questionable is Christian McCaffrey. And I think that now a couple weeks into the season, against a defense that, you know, they barely beat the Bears, they barely beat Jacksonville, they barely beat Houston, and they did very well against Arizona. I don't trust the defense, and I think that CMC is going to have a massive, massive game. I think he hasn't really had that, just because he sat out most of the season, that breakout game this season.
And I don't know, especially if Bosa plays, I feel like their defense can hold it together, because you're right, Jordan Love is not, I mean, he hasn't been bad, 16 touchdowns, but he's had 11 interceptions. And with Josh Jacobs being questionable, if the Packers can't establish the run in this game and establish it early, I think that the 49ers can sneak out of here with a win. I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any means, but I think that they can win by a field goal. Am I crazy there? Like, you with me?
No, I'm totally with you. I am concerned about what you get out of Brock Purdy when Kittle's not playing.
Yeah.
As important as McCaffrey is, as important as Debo is, we've seen when Kittle is the one that's out, those are typically the games where Brock Purdy's play suffers the most. He's very reliant on Kittle, and they don't have – honestly, I'm a Niners fan. Kittle's missed games this year. I don't even know who the backup tight end is. Normally, I do. The 49ers almost always have a solid secondary tight end. I couldn't tell you who it is this year. So I think Kittle is the biggest one. Obviously, Bosa's huge. He disrupts everything. The Packers are beatable at the offensive line, in pass rush at least. But Kittle is the one to watch. If Kittle plays, I think the Niners win.
If Kittle plays, I'm all over the Niners this week. And I'm very curious to see what Vegas will move that line to, because there's no chance that it stays at Green Bay being -3. Let's stay in the division. Cardinals traveling to Seattle. The Cardinals are a 1-point favorite on the road in Seattle in week 12 of this NFL season, coming off, I believe it's 4 straight victories and notable victories as well. I mean, they beat the Chargers, who have been absolutely fantastic. They beat a healthy Dolphins team with Tua back in the lineup. They absolutely demolished the Bears, and then they followed that up with absolutely demolishing the Jets, who are in shambles. I mean, the Bears and Jets are in shambles, calling it for what it is. But regardless, not giving up a touchdown in either of those games is impressive. I don't know about you. This was not the Cardinals team that I expected this season. I think that they've done a fantastic job. I think Kyler Murray has done an amazing job this season. Marvin Harrison Jr. is really coming into his own and establishing himself as a number one receiver in the league. And people aren't talking about it enough. James Conner, who normally is injury-ridden, you know, usually misses 4 or 5 games a season, he's having an unbelievable year as well. It's insane to me that I think that I'm loving the Cardinals this late in the season. And if they win this game, they're going to move to 7-4. And be in a great spot to make the playoffs and potentially win this division as well. I mean, they're a 3 seed if the season ended today. What do you got for this game?
So I know how much you and Marty have spoken about your love for the Cardinals this year, and as somebody who sees them twice a year, is emotionally invested in their success and their failures, I think you guys are nuts. However, nobody in the NFC West is clearly the runaway team, so could the Cardinals make the playoffs? Yes. Are they probably going to win the division? Yes. But I don't think they're that good. You listed the teams they've beaten. The Chargers, yeah, they're playing pretty good this year. That was a low-scoring game. That was a good showing from the Cardinals' defense. They beat the Niners. All right, fine. Niners, 500 team. Some of those other teams you mentioned, they're not very good. Now,
yeah.
in your, as you said, hardly giving up touchdowns. The defense is playing well, even against bad competition. They're beating who's in front of them, and I have to tip my cap to them for that. With all that said, I am not a believer. I do think the Seahawks win this game. They're very good at home, and I just don't trust Kyler Murray when it's a big spot and they need a big win. I just don't trust. I'm not there yet. So I think Seattle gets the win.
This division is crazy to me. I don't think anyone would have predicted this going into the season. We have San Francisco, Seattle, and the Rams all at 5-5, and the Arizona Cardinals leading the way at 6-4. So, I mean, it's pretty much as of right now, and we only have 6 weeks left of the season. It is a complete coin flip on who's going to take this thing home. And I think the Rams probably have the most difficult schedule out of the four teams in the division remaining. They have the Eagles to play, the Bills, the Niners, they play the Cardinals and the Seahawks again. So things don't exactly get easier for the Rams. However, they are getting a lot healthier. If they could find a way to beat the Eagles this week, and I wanted to, you know, go into this game here right now, if the Rams beat the Eagles this week, I think that they're in a good spot to potentially take the division and make the playoffs. They are getting healthy. They're home versus the Eagles. Philly is a -3 favorite on the road. Can their defense do enough to stop Saquon? I mean, this guy, as a Giants fan, I don't think I've ever inflicted this much pain from watching a guy leave and go to a division rival. He's just unbelievable. I don't know if you saw this. Madden added the backwards hurdle into the game after he pretty much invented that a couple weeks ago. You think Philly's got this locked up, or can the Rams defense show up and shock them?
So it's a no to both of those. I don't think Philly's got it automatically locked up, but no, I don't think the Rams defense can lock it up. What I do think is that the Rams offense can match up enough with the Eagles to keep them in it. Kyren Williams, when he's not fumbling, is a very good running back. Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, they look pretty healthy now, and that's a tough ask to on any secondary, let alone one that is generally beatable like the Eagles are, to guard not one, but both of those guys. And then you throw in DeMarcus Robinson and whatnot, and it's a pretty good offense. I think the Eagles do win, but I think it'll be the Rams' offense that keeps them in it, not necessarily their defense.
I'm praying that the Rams get this one done. All right, Dom, great job. Thank you so much. Coming up next, a little NBA talk. Talk to the English Premier League after this international break is finally over. We're going to dive into all that and a hell of a lot more. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, here on Sports Overnight America. Stay where you are. We'll be right back.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Ooh.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. It's been rumored for about a week or so that the NBA was thinking about switching up the All-Star format. It has now been announced via shams that that is official. They're moving to a tournament style, and it's very interesting. I'll break it down for you here. It's going to be four teams, three All-Star teams with, you know, the run-of-the-mill All-Stars that get voted in like they do every year. One of the four teams will be a Rising Stars team. It's going to be a semifinals and a finals where two teams square up in the semifinals with a target score of 40 points, and the final target score will be at 25 points. The whole idea here is to make it competitive again. It, you know, to have it that high-level pickup ball feel, that just calling it for what it is that we all want to see. Because as of right now, I don't know about you, but the All-Star weekend has not been exciting. It's not something that I plan to watch. If I have the time and I'm sitting on the couch, don't get me wrong, I'll throw it on. But it just hasn't been interesting. The dunk contest has gotten kind of soft. It's not what we knew it as. It wasn't something, you know, the Vince Carters, the Aaron Gordons. You know, it used to be something special. And the All-Star game, I mean, it's been terrible. Like, we don't want to see these half-court alley-oops, guys jogging up and down the court. They did it the year that Kobe Bryant passed away in the fourth quarter, that, you know, the players had said that they're going to turn it up, and they actually played real hard ball. And don't get me wrong, I totally understand that guys don't want to get hurt and it's a fun weekend, but like, from the fan perspective, we want to see these guys going at it. Like, these are the best players in the world, the All-Stars. You know, why would we want to see you guys kind of just fool around and mess around for 40 minutes or however long, 20 minutes, whatever it is, when we could see them really going at it? Because I remember that All-Star game the year that Kobe had passed, and in the fourth quarter, I believe they played to that, you know, target score of 24 in his honor, which was beautiful. This is exciting for me. I'm actually now, it's not going to happen until 2025, but I'm now excited about this, especially if they throw some money in it, because we've seen what they've done with this in-season tournament. And you see what it means to these rookies who are on these, you know, two-way contracts a lot of times, and, you know, each player getting 500 grand, I believe it is. It makes it more interesting. And we see this in soccer, you know, in Europe at least. You know, they have the regular season that goes on, but they play a handful of these other tournaments. You got the Champions League. In England, they have the FA Cup. In all of Europe's top five leagues, they have the domestic cups as well. And those are equally as important. Don't get me wrong. It's not as important as winning the league, of course. You know, a lot of times rotational players will play in those tournaments. But it's special, and it means something to win it. And if having to incentivize these guys to play hard means throwing a bag at them, by all means, do it. I think the NBA makes more than enough money to do that. And it would just make it a much more positive experience. I mean, hell, I would buy a ticket and fly to watch an All-Star game if I knew that they were going to actually be playing hard. But as of right now, unless it's in my city down here in Miami, there's no chance I'm going. So I think this is a very positive change for the league. I love what Adam Silver is doing here. I'm sure that they'll make little tweaks to it prior to its actual inception and it going live at the 2025 All-Star game. But as of right now, I am very excited. Some news today out of Philadelphia with the 76ers. Leaked details of a Sixers player meeting came out. Joel Embiid did not waste a second calling out the individual who leaked that, a real POS. Figure out what that means. I'm not saying it here live on radio. The Sixers are an abysmal. I mean... where do they go from here? I think they're 2-12 right now. They lost again last night. I mean, what is next for this team? Is it time to fire Nick Nurse? Do you consider dealing Embiid, who can't figure out how to play in back-to-back games because he doesn't want to be injured? Which I understand that, but come on, you're a pro. You know, this wasn't an issue until 10 years ago. Guys came, they showed up, they played every night. You think of Kevin Garnett. You think of Kobe Bryant. They didn't sit out games. Tim Duncan, they were there to play. They have a job to do. I mean, Kobe said it best. This could be someone who could have spent their hard-earned money to come see me play tonight. It might be the last game they ever see. Why would I be sitting out? I got to show up. I got to ball out. I got to give my best, and I got to do what I got to do. And for a team like the Sixers, who are now 2-12, the only guy who's really playing well is Jared McCain, the rookie that they just drafted.
Some of you might know him from TikTok, which is hilarious, by the way. And, you know, I don't – it seems like it's – this is what we see in sports. We just saw it with the Boston Bruins. Montgomery fired. He had like 121-40 record with the team. Why? I mean, there's nothing else to do. They're in a terrible situation. Their roster is poorly constructed. And they're – you know, they wasted all season arguing over which – you know, what goaltender they're going to pay. They lost all their leverage, and there was nothing else to do. And, you know, at some point a change has to get made. You can't just go on the whole season – playing like this and being in the situation when you got the team that you got. And I don't know what's next for the Sixers. I can imagine their fans are incredibly frustrated. They are frustrated how the playoffs ended last season. I mean, if I'm a Sixers fan, I would not be happy with Embiid. I'm not sure if I would want him there anymore, because you could trade him to someone who has a ton of draft stock and players to deal and really improve this roster overall. Or you can continue to sit in the situation, maybe bring in a new coach. And Nick Nurse is a good coach. He's a championship caliber coach. He won a championship with the Raptors, for those who don't remember. And I know Marty will love it. I'm defending his Midwest guy, Nick Nurse. But, I mean, is this his fault? I don't see how it can be. But sometimes you get a new guy in there and things can turn around. Speaking of turning around, the Bucks, 4-1 in their last five. Now, I believe 6-9 overall after a pretty bad start to the season. Giannis averaging 32.1 points per game so far this season. They seem to be trending in the right direction finally. I mean, I was shocked looking at the NBA standings just 2 weeks ago. The Sixers and the Bucks were sitting at the bottom. Bucks are now making their way back up, but the Sixers are in dead last. They're tied with the Washington Wizards. And when you look at the quality of players that they have, and you look at the coach that they have as well, it just simply doesn't make sense. Now, flipping the script there, the complete opposite of the situation the 76ers are in, the Cleveland Cavaliers, me and Marty were talking about it last night on air, back-to-back with travel. They had a brutal game against the Celtics. They came all the way back. They lost by three. It was a physical contest. They finish up. They get on a plane. They go back to Cleveland. Next day, they're at home versus the Pelicans, who, mind you, are not a good team right now. 14.5-point favorites. I said, don't be surprised if the Pelicans keep this close. Back-to-backs with travel in the NBA are tough. What do the Cavs do? They prove me wrong, and they beat them by 28 points. They are 16-1. It is the best start to the Cavaliers, the best start the Cavaliers have ever had to a season in franchise history. They're on top of the Eastern Conference by three games on top of the Boston Celtics. But let's not forget, the Celtics reminded them who they were, and that they're the champions just the other night. Tonight in the NBA, not necessarily a very intriguing matchup. The Magic are traveling to LA to take on the Lakers. Lakers are 7-0 at home this season and 10-4 overall under new head coach J.J. Redick. And I got to tell you, I'm loving J.J. Redick, man. He's just, and you can tell that the players are really responding well to him. There's a clip, and if you haven't seen it, go look it up, of Darvin Ham and, you know, a timeout, you know, players meeting that he's having, whatever you want to call it, during a timeout. He's speaking with his players. He's got the clipboard out versus J.J. Redick. And it's just complete polar opposite. I think we all knew J.J. had a very smart basketball mind. It was unbelievable seeing him as a broadcaster covering games on podcasts and all that. And he's getting everything out of Anthony Davis, who's averaging 30.7 points per game and 11.4 rebounds per game, throwing in two assists. I'm bringing up the Lakers because I'm not sure if you guys saw this. It's pretty hard to have missed it. Dalton Knecht, he announced himself to the league in Tuesday's game, scoring 37 against the Jazz. Again, are the Jazz a great team right now? Absolutely not. But this guy, Knecht, is a baller. And if you watch him at Tennessee, you knew that he was going to be a problem in the league. On draft night, on this show, I said that is the steal of the draft, that this is a player that is an absolute certified problem, and he's going to help the Lakers big time. And I think that as he continues to progress as a player, he's going to be enormous in helping the Lakers in their quest to getting LeBron another ring. Speaking of LeBron, publicly announces via, you know, one of those phone notes or Twitter, whatever, that he's taking a break from social media. I mean, who cares? Does anyone care? I think, if anything, people should probably be happy about this and encourage LeBron's social media. It's just stupid, calling it for what it is. I've always hated it. I don't understand. I think it's cool that you're doing it. If you're going to do it, though, why do you gotta make an announcement about it? Hey, I'm taking a break from social media. Like, I'm locking in, yada, yada, yada. Sick, dude. No one cares. No one, just do it. If you're going to take the break, just take the break. For me, there's absolutely no reason to publicly announce it, but it is what it is. I said it before, in-season tournament. Do we like it? I like it. I think it spices things up for the league. I love the idea that these rookie players can get $500,000, when they win it. Really, really cool stuff. All right, let's switch over to college football and the playoff picture. As of right now, the teams that are on the out is looking like SMU and Tennessee. Now, with that being said, I cannot stand that teams like Penn State are in this playoff picture and being ranked number 4 in the country. I've talked about it the last two nights, on the radio, and it's a very, very frustrating topic for me because you look at this Penn State schedule. Who did they beat? You're telling me that this Penn State team, if they square up against Tennessee, is being competitive? I'd go as far as saying that if Penn State played SMU, that SMU blows the doors off of them. This format, I think we're certainly going to be seeing a change in the near future in regards to this playoff picture. I don't think we're going to be seeing these conference championship games much, much longer. I think it's going to 16 teams, and I think it's going sooner than later. I think that when push comes to shove, these games, they don't really help anybody. And it's just, look at what we love about March Madness is that it's a ton of teams. There's a ton of underdogs in it. I'm not having this nonsense talk about people being frustrated that a team like Boise State is going to be in the college football playoff. They're not liking it. They're saying, oh, but these SEC teams, they're better. The best part about March Madness is the Cinderella stories. And that's why I'm saying I think this expansion only makes sense for college football, because it would be cool to have a team like, if we go through the top 16 right now, it would be cool to see an SMU team squaring up against an Ohio State. Do I think that 9 times out of 10 Ohio State's going to beat a team like SMU? Of course. Anybody with a brain would say that. But the whole point of sports is that anything can happen on any given night. None of these teams are absolute mortal locks to beat any of the other teams. Anything can happen. I mean, if we're going to relate it to the Premier League, we saw Leicester City in 2016 win the Premier League. What were their odds? 5,000-1. There is, prior to the election, just to make things comparatively speaking, there is a greater chance that Kim Kardashian won the presidency than Leicester City had to win the Premier League in that season. So I think the format's going to expand. I'm not loving where some of these teams are at. Keep your eyes on this Indiana game over the weekend. If Indiana gets blown out, I think they're out of the playoff picture. Their schedule is way too weak. If they can be competitive, I think they'll find a way to sneak in. But there's a lot of good games going on this weekend that we're going to keep our eyes on here in the college football playoff picture. It's not just about this Indiana-Ohio State game, although this is the one I'm most excited for. We got a lot more on top of that as well. Stay right where you are. We're going to go into some of these very interesting college football games on the weekend. Do a little Premier League preview here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Do not move. We got the 2-minute drill coming up next.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steelman Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295.
800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All right, it's time for the two-minute drill here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We're talking about it before we went to break. Game began to be college football. Indiana traveling to Ohio State. It's make or break for Indiana. Ohio State's 12.5-point favorite. If Indiana can keep it close, they're staying in this playoff picture for me. If they get the doors blown off and they lose by 30, I don't think there's an argument for them to be in there. I don't care if they're going to be 10-1. It's not it for me. Upset alert. Ole Miss traveling to Gainesville, who has really, really turned it around. Florida, they are an 11-point underdog. I think that Ole Miss has to be really, really careful here because same thing, if they lose, they're out. I think if they barely win, they might be out. We will see. College football, man, it's heating up. I think we're all just counting the days down until this playoff starts. I'm so intrigued to see who is going to be in. Another upset alert for me is Colorado traveling into Kansas. Colorado is only a 3-point favorite. Kansas was just a 3-point underdog to BYU. They went into their house and took them down. A little Premier League preview. The international break is over, and we're going to be covering the English Premier League in depth tomorrow on First Touch at 5 Eastern. Game of the weekend for me, Manchester City at home versus Tottenham Hotspur. Manchester City have been struggling big time recently. They've lost 4 straight for the first time in Pep Guardiola's managerial career. Let's see if they can take it down and take down Tottenham, which would make me a very happy man. You'll find out why tomorrow on First Touch. And Ruben Amorim era begins as Manchester United travel to Ipswich Town on the road. Manchester United a -160 favorite. Let's see how they line up and a heck of a lot more in that game. All right, up next, more sports talk here on Sports Byline USA. This has been Tyler Levine here on Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Thank you so much for tuning in. You guys are the best. I will be live back tomorrow for First Touch at 5 p.m. Eastern and hosting Sports Overnight America the following hour as well. So long. Thank you for listening in here. I'm Tyler Levine. Adios.